Lobbyist Bruce Clavin says lawmakers still need to know how much money is available.
If you look at the House Democrats' view, they would say there's not any to spend because inflation is going to eat up 1.2 to 1.3 of the $1.5 billion surplus. There really isn't anything laying around to spend this year. Republicans will come back and say, we're looking at this biennium now. We can use one-time money this biennium.
Once that's determined, Clavin says the committees will get budget targets. Those committees will decide on how to spend the money. A few options are being considered to help farmers. One of those is Section 179 conformity. Minnesota House Taxes Committee Chair Paul Marquardt has a bill to help with that. According to Clavin, that Section 179 conformity would cost about $240 million.
In theory, there's money in the surplus to take care of this, and with the bipartisan support, I really think by the end of May, when the taillights leave the building here, that should be fixed. But it's not in the bank yet.
Marquardt says the budget forecast is shaky.
About $491 million has to go back into the reserve from what we took out to pay for the next biennium. If we put all of our eggs in one basket, we may have nothing at all. My goal is to get full Section 179 expensing. If we can't get there, I want to make sure we have something in place that takes care of our farmers and small businesses.
A few other options being considered include grain bin safety, funding rural mental health advocates, and animal health. Minnesota House Agriculture and Food Finance and Policy Committee Chair Jean Poppe think lawmakers will know more about the available funds soon.
I think the governor will be coming out with a supplemental budget recommendation fairly soon. So by the end of next week, maybe, that would be out there, and then we will know probably the following week what kind of money there might be for our division of the budget.
We'll likely know more by the final committee deadline of April 3rd. Between now and then, committees will continue to hear suggestions on how to spend funds and policy priorities. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.